Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Straight Talk, our 10-minute motoring talk show. I have with me my associate editors, Paolo, Dinzo, Pav.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Hello, I will introduce our guest for this afternoon, Mr. Romel Juan. He is the president of the Electric Vehicle Association of the Philippines and the vice president of Philippine Utility Vehicle Incorporated, or PHUV.
Yes, we're talking about electric cars.
Yes, Romel. Hello everybody, and thank you for inviting me to Straight Talk.
Yeah. Sir, can you tell us about EVAP?
EVAP is the Electric Vehicle Association of the Philippines. We started it in 2010, and we have about 50 members now, 10 local manufacturers, and we have distributors, we have suppliers of like batteries and electric parts, ganyan, both foreign and local. No? So I think the Electric Vehicle Association of the Philippines was instrumental in bringing in foreign players in the electric vehicle industry. And right now, actually, everybody's looking at us in terms of for the electric vehicle industry that we have. No? Kasi medyo tayo yung maraming projects when it comes to electric vehicles. And the whole region is actually
Anong goal nyo talaga sa EVAP? Anong gusto nyo mangyari?
Well, ang EVAP, really, we formed it just to promote the use of electric vehicles. No, we wanted to have more electric vehicles. Yung nag-umpisa kami in 2007, we introduced the electric jeepney, the e-jeepneys in Makati. And then since then, nagkaroon na ng mga projects ang ADB, DOE, no? Tapos marami ng mga electric tricycles ngayon in the city. We have electric jeepneys running in Philinvest City in the Philinvest, yung Eco Loop nila. Sa Ateneo, yung Ateneo E-Jeeps. Sa Lasal, meron silang sa Cavite campus nila, may mga e-jeepneys na rin. So communities and public transport. Right now, we're really pushing for the modernization of public transport in the Philippines. So we want to introduce more electric vehicles to replace the dinosaur jeepneys and tricycles that are causing pollution in the, in the Philippines.
Bakit electric yung napili
well,
nila?
Well, syempre, no, if you go electric, it's really good for the environment. Ang jeepneys pa lang, alone, it emits it's 2% of the total population of cars in Metro Manila, but it constitutes 80% of the air pollution.
Wow. How much?
80%.
80?
Wow. Ganyan yan.
2% lang ang bilang nila, pero 80%.
Pero lahat sila kasi ang average 20 years old eh.
Bakit pinapayagan ng LTFR dito?
Kumbaga, of course, pinag-uusapan na yan. Of course, we're also pushing for jeepney modernization para magkaroon na. Kasi nangyari na yan sa taxi, nangyari na yan sa bus, yung 15-year rule, no? So hopefully by next year, they'll do the same with jeepneys and tricycles.
Why public utility vehicles first and not private vehicles? We were talking about that
a while ago. Kasi syempre, with the local industry, we're pushing the local industry. We want local electric vehicles made in the Philippines, no? And of course, nakita namin, we identified that it makes more sense with the public transport, no? Yeah. Kasi this way, you won't go head-to-head with the big boys. And it's really, parang domestic, local siya, diba? So jeepneys and tricycles, the market is big enough for the industry to really introduce new products, no? Jeepneys, we have 350,000 jeepneys in the whole of the Philippines.
How many in Metro Manila?
70,000 in Metro Manila alone. Tricycles, we have 1.2 million registered sa LTO na tricycles nationwide and about 250,000 in Metro Manila alone. So, actually, malaki yung market. So, kaming mga members ng Electric Vehicle Association, nag-usap na kami na hindi tayo dapat magbanggaan kasi the market is big enough. Even just look at 10% of that market, hindi nakakayanin ng isang manufacturer lang.
Sir, I have a question. Say, for example, I'm a jeepney driver or a tricycle driver. How are you going to convince me to switch over to electric? What if I'm traditional? I want to own my jeepney.
It's been a slow burn, you know. When we started in 2007, there was an NGO called GRIP, and they changed to ICSE, the Institute for Climate Sustainable Cities. And they introduced 20 jeepneys in Makati. So they got funding from a foreign NGO, and then they got the approval of Makati to run jeepneys in Makati. So yun, fleet management. So hired nila yung mga drivers, and that way even they even hired a lot of women drivers. So meron pang equality, no, gender equality. But and then they have the same program with a different group now called EVI, Electric Vehicle Expansion Enterprises Incorporated, in Philinvest, yung Eco Loop nila. 20 jeepneys naman yung nag-umiikot, no? So, dalawang models yan. Merong fleet management.
Na salaried.
Tapos, meron yung yung magiging entrepreneur sila, there's another program they're doing in Mandaluyong right now by a company called EV Wealth. And they're promoting yung e-trikepreneur, no?
So ito naman, guys, they own the e-trikes.
They will own the trikes, no? So they have an amortization scheme na 250 pesos a day lang. Tapos meron silang unli load ng baterya na 200 pesos a day. So 450 pesos a day, and in 3 years sa'yo na yung tricycle.
Sir,
how much is a trike?
How much is a trike compared to the traditional trike?
It varies, no? Kasi it runs from pwedeng ano siya, yung regular lead acid na battery. So mas mura yun. We have players like si Kea Industrial sa Bacoor. They run about a fleet of 10 units in Bacoor, Cavite. Nagsistart sa mga 260,000 yung tricycle nila. Tapos pag lithium ion yung baterya, medyo mas high tech yan, mas mahal yung baterya. It goes up to about 320,000
to
420. E-jeepney? Ang e-jeepney, it runs from mga 800,000 for a 16 seater to about 1.2 to 1.3 million dun sa 21 seater, no? So yun pa yung isang impediment, yung presyo, yung price difference, no? Right now, since wala namang rason yung jeepney driver bumili ng bagong jeep, bakit ako bibili ng 1.2 million na jeepney, no, na electric pa, hindi naman ako sigurado dyan, di ba?
So, yun na-compete nyo ba kung gaano katagal bago mabawi, ma-recoup nung operator yung investment nila? For one unit?
Mga 3 to 3.5 years, bawi na niya. Oo. Depende dun sa ruta. No, kasi there are routes na mas maraming sumasakay, merong mga routes na. So before you get into a route, you have a route measured capacity study that you do, no. So ginagawa yun.
How about sa government natin? Has our government been cooperative when it comes to
Well, we have a lot of green politicians, no. Si Senator Bam Aquino did a bill for us. Merong fiscal incentives, merong non-fiscal incentive na bill na pinas niya, kaya lang hindi pa lumulusot talaga. So yun yung isa pang pinupush ng
I asked that kasi malapit next year election na, di ba?
Yes,
I think it's important na malaman ng motoring public sino sa mga politiko natin ang sumusuporta sa progressive na
mode ba
ng transportation.
Yan, si Senator Bam Aquino, isa yan na talagang nagpupush. Sa Congress naman, si Congressman Mark Villar. And then yung mga dati pa, kasi there are several, no? Ang isa sa mga naunang gumawa ng bill niyan si Senator Recto, no, at saka si Senator Trillanes, no. So we just want to tell the people pa, more people to help us with this initiative, kasi makakatulong talaga sa industriya. Kaya lang actually hindi na nga kami masyado nagdedepende sa gobyerno.
Important question yung charging stations, yes. Yung mga network, sabi nila, di ba, ang problema sa mga EVs, wala pang enough charging stations, ganyan. Yung mga electric vehicles ba na pinupush nyo, pwede ba itong i-charge sa mga regular outlet sa bahay?
Yes, actually, yung mga binibentang electric vehicles namin ngayon, meron siyang onboard charger. You can plug it in sa 220 socket lang. So, regular na saksakan lang, okay ka na. So,
hindi mo kailangan ng specialized na charging station?
Hindi kailangan. Actually, lahat ng mga updates dito sa EVAP, ayun, kasi of course online din tayo. We have a Facebook page, yung Electric Vehicle Association of the Philippines, or EVAP. Sana lahat ng nanonood would like it.
How about for private car owners?
Yes.
Tingin mo ba, ikaw ba gagamit ka ng electric vehicle?
Kung meron na, syempre na available, why not, no?
Problema mahal eh, di ba?
Mahal pa siya, at saka wala pang masyadong yung medyo, yung parang people's car na electric, no? Dati merong inintroduce yung isang member namin, yung Reva. Pero hindi siya nag-catch on. Eh.
Na-drive namin yun.
We drove that.
Na-drive namin yun. It's small.
Pero I welcome you to drive the electric jeepney and electric tricycles that our members make. Kasi makikita nyo talaga na...
Can you lend us a unit?
Pwede.
Mo naman kami
walang problema. Tapos mag-joyride tayo.
For 1 week.
Sige.
Mag-charge lang tayo para may ano pang may pang-charge.
Pang-tikot lang namin sa Kapitolyo pag nag-food trip kami.
Marami kaming partners. Si Motolite supplies us with the batteries, and si Meralco helps us with the charging. Sa loob ng Meralco, maraming electric vehicles na supplied by members also. So, it's catching on. So I'm really happy that you guys invited me, so that the motoring public will be more aware of the need for electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Talagang alam nyo naman, sobrang usok na sa Pilipinas, sobrang traffic na. Electric vehicles will really help.
Thank you, Romel. That's all the time we have. By the way, si Romel owns Binalot, the popular Filipino original fast food chain.
Thank you. 8-10-10-10, pwede ho kami mag-deliver.
Masarap yung tosino dun.
Paolo,
okay guys, this is very timely actually, because it's also the green issue. So grab a copy. And electric vehicles, times are changing. So we have to, you know,
adapt. And to our politicians, please, do your job.
Please phase out jeepneys, diesel jeepneys.
Okay, thank you for watching our episode. You can catch us also on podcast.ph. But of course, it's better kung may video, no? Panoorin nyo kami sa topgear.com.ph.